Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Brad Morgan on doing things right in the beef business. Back on that in just a moment.
Cattlemen, want a little more innovation? Pour it on. How about a little more convenience? Pour it on. And just plain old easy to use? Pour it on. Introducing new Banamine Transdermal. It's the first FDA-approved pour-on of its kind. And it's easy, easy, easy. New Banamine Transdermal from Merck Animal Health. Pour it on. Talk to your veterinarian or visit BanamineTD.com.
I'm Lance Brown, a proud dad and dairy farmer. Did you know that my family drinks the same milk that your family does? That's why you can feel confident that milk and other dairy foods are safe and healthy for you and your family. Dairy farmers are committed to taking care of their cows to provide you with wholesome dairy foods. To learn more about local dairy farm families like mine, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
We're talking with Dr. Brad Morgan from the Performance Food Group. Brad, let's talk a little bit about where we are and your ability to sell beef successfully into the restaurant, into the business that you're working with. And these, I know, are restaurants that are looking for really very tight specs, maybe compared to just a few years ago.
Yeah, Ron, what we do is we look for independently owned restaurants that want to do things right. And you know what? When it comes to beef and selling beef, there's many people that want to lead their business with beef. So they want it to be the best steak in town. So I'm from a little town like Rattan, Oklahoma. And believe it or not, there's a little place down in Rattan, Oklahoma that we service, and they want to be the best. So that's what we're looking for. What do, though? We don't just sell beef. We sell a story. We know where the cattle are from. We know that they're Angus. We know that they're how they've been fed, how they've been treated, how they've been maintained. We take a DNA sample off of every one of them. That way we can trace it up and down the system if there's ever an issue or problem or a question. But the other thing, too, that we do that a lot of people like is that we have ribeyes that fall within a certain size. We want 11 to 14.9 square-inch ribeye, which would be about the size of the palm of your hand. That way, if you want to cut a 12-ounce ribeye, it could be an inch and a quarter thick. That allows somebody to cut it a certain thickness, get a 12-ouncer every time, cook it appropriately, have some what they call plate presence. It stands up on the plate, and it's worked out real well. Our Braveheart program, for instance, has increased about 16 to 17% per year. That's pounds over each year. So it's working. It's growing. We've actually now had to do more business with Tyson and Cargill, but we have a group of feed yards in Kansas that feed all the cattle for us. So it's worked out well for us. We're very fortunate.
I thought it was interesting you mentioned during your presentation that you are looking more at that size of the ribeye than the actual carcass weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to just say, okay, we want a carcass that weighs 850 pounds or less. The only problem with that is beef carcasses, beef animals, are just like people. You know, you can have four people up there and all of them weigh 200 pounds, but from a composition standpoint, they're all different. Same thing with this. So what we've done now is we use the instrument grading camera, the visual grading camera. They measure the ribeye and the ribeyes that have to be within this 3 to 4 inch window. And so we don't look at carcass weight very much. With that said, you can back up into you're still eating the heart of the watermelon because most of our carcasses today weigh anywhere from 806 to 820 pounds, but they all have ribeyes that are 11 to 14.9 square inches.
When you try to serve today's restaurant group, they've got a seems like, you know, particularly the type of people you're talking about, they've got a fairly discriminating end user that they're trying to serve.
Yeah, it's a lot different than you buying a steak at a retail store and you take it home and you cook it and you say, boy, that was kind of chewy, and you don't think anything else about it because your expectation levels are lower at home. And you think to yourself, well, maybe it was something I did. Well, if you're paying $50 for a ribeye steak at a nice restaurant, your expectation levels are high and it's got to be perfect every time. We had Brad Johnson here from Hal Smith Restaurant Group. It's very important that the tenderness is there because the expectation levels are going to be higher. And we see that every day with our restaurant customers.
Dr. Brad Morgan of the Performance Food Group talking about what they're doing these days to make sure they get the right product into the hands of the consumer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at OKCWest.com or drop by the sell barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
And that's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.